We're holding Daf Tei Beis Amud Aleph on top. Again, the last time it was a machlokes we had between Ravina and Rebbe, that we say that you cannot use Maisa Sheni itself to bring the Lachme Toido, but can you use the Moyes, can you use Chitim Halakuach Mi Moyes Maisa Sheni? That was a machlokes Ravina and Rebbe. The last time was that Rebbe said, listen, I'll say over your reason, and I'll say over time of Didi, my reason. So first he was saying over, what's the reason of Ravina? That he says, yes, you could bring the Lachme Toida from Chitim that are bought from Moyes Maisa Sheni. So he says like this, Meche Kuyalfas Lo Mishlamim. Where do you, Ravina, learn it out from? Or Rabbi Yirmiya, where do you, Rabbi Yirmiya, learn it out from? Learn out from Shlamim, that Shlamim could be brought from Moyes Maisa Sheni. Now, top of the Gemara, Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Ushlomim Shom Shomi Maisa. You learn out Shlomim, it says Shom Shomi Maisa. Rashi says, the Mazu Mi Moyes Maisa. You buy a korban Shlomim from the money you have of Maisa Sheini. Tichsib be Maisa Sheini benasata bekesav ab yachalta Shom. Uksib be Shlomim yachalta Shom. So now, Uminoi learn out, Ma Shlomim ain't Gufa Maisa. Just like the korban Shlomim itself, it does not come from the Gufa, the Peiros of Maisa Sheini. Only from the money of Maisa Sheni. So after Toida, the same thing, the Korban Toida or the Lachme Toida, Nami Yen Gufa Meiser, it cannot be brought from the Chitim itself, which is Maisa Sheni. But our Korban Mediyak is, Fahani Chiti, Halakuchas Bemois Maisa Sheni, but the Chitim, the wheat that you bought from the money of Maisa Sheni, Nami is also, like Lashlomim, that Ein Gufa Meiser, it's not called the Gufa is Meiser. What you started out with chitim that you made into Maisa Sheni. That chitim you sold, you appointed it onto money, and the money now received the Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. Now with that money, everybody agrees you're allowed to come and buy your Toido or Lachme Toido in the cases where you set aside that you have not of Metchila to bring it this way. Now the money of Maisa Sheni, you went and bought chitim. So after Shiloh, can you use these chitim now for the Lachme Toido? So, Rabbi Yirmiya holds yes, because he holds that's not called Gufa Maisa Sheni. Therefore, you learn out from Shlomim, as long as it's not the Guf of Maisa Sheni, it could be brought for the Toida, for Lachme Toida. Now, Ein more time with D. Now, Rabbi says, listen, I'll also explain to you my reasoning. Why does Rabbi himself say no, that these chitim that was brought from the money of Maisa Sheni, he cannot use? Ein more time with D. I'll tell you this, Toida mecha ki yafin lo mishlomim. We will learn it out from Shlomim. And so, again, Ushlomim Shom Shomi Meiser. How do you know by Shlomim it could be brought from Amoyis Meiser Sheni? Because it says the word Shom Shom. If so, Ma Shlom, just like by Korban Shlomim, Ein Min Meiser, it doesn't come from the Min of Meiser, it only comes from the money. Not from the Min, not from the Chitim itself of Meiser. You can't bring a Korban from any type of fruits. Fruits is not a Korban. If so, Av Toida, the same thing by the Lachme Toida, Ein Min Meister, cannot be brought from the min, from the fruits, from the vegetables, from the chitim of Maisa Sheni. So kids, even though you first put the Maisa Sheni onto money, and now with that money of Maisa Sheni you bought chitim, since chitim is a min, is a type that you take Maisa Sheni from, it cannot be brought from for Toida. Just like by Korm Shlomim, you cannot bring your Shlomim from the min of Maisa Sheni from Chitim, you have to take the money of it and buy a behema. So I didn't buy a Toida also, or the Lachme Toida, the actual Chitim itself cannot be used for Lachme Toida. But rather it's only the money, the value of it that you could use, and with the money you could buy other Chitim for Maisa, for Lachme Toida. But Lafuki comes to exclude Chitim Halakuchas B'moyis Maisa Sheni, that the wheat itself that was bought with Maisa Sheni, that you cannot use. Why? The min Maisa Ninu. Those are a min Maisa, it's a type of chitim that you could take Maisa from it, therefore cannot be used to make the Lachme Toida with. So that's Rebbe Svara. Mor says now, Omer Rebbe Amir Rabami says, Hamatris Moyis Maisa Sheni Lishlamim. If somebody has money of Maisa Sheni, the kids, again, originally he had Paris, that he was Mafras Maisa Sheni from them, and now he wants to take off the Kedusha, he poured it onto money, so he has this money now. So Hamatfis Moyes, Maisa Sheni Lishlamin, you like set aside and say, this money now of Maisa Sheni, you're going to use to buy a Korban Shlomo from it. So the locker is, Rav Ami holds that, no, it's not Chal. And even though Stam money of Maisa Sheni is used to buy a Korban Shlomo, and here, not only Stam, but you spoke out, clearly you designated this money to say, you plan to buy a Korban Shlomo with it, still it's not Chal on the money now with Din that you have to buy Shlomo with it. And therefore, if you want to take this money and buy some other papers and need it in your Shlomo, you could do it. My time, and what's the reason? To layalima kedushas hashlomim lemechala kedushas maishasheni. It's not strong enough. Rashi said layalima shlomim lemechala kedushas maishasheni shloye yochel litnoi b'chol hashetav anavshoi. But the pasuk says, whenever you have the money of maishasheni, you're supposed to buy something in Yerushalayim, something you could eat, b'chol hashetav anavshoi, anything you want to. So, kids, it's not strong enough with kedushas hashlomim to be chal upon the kedushas of maishasheni. Like this money right now has a kedushas maishasheni. It has its own din. The din of the maishasheni is you could buy whatever you want with it. So, true, if you buy an animal and you makdish the animal, then it'll have a shem kedushas hashlomim on it. But before you buy the animal, just the fact you're saying upon this money, you want to designate it to set aside to buy a korban shlomim with it, it's not chal kedusha on the money. The money still only has its kedushas maishasheni. You can still buy whatever you want with it. Meisra, you have a question. Says Alocha Halokeach Chaya Lezivchei Shlomim. Somebody has this money of maishasheni, and with the money of maishasheni, he goes to buy a chaya, an animal, a wild animal that's not fit to be a korban shlomim. He buys it lezivchei shlomim, like he knows it's not chal shlomim on it. Or behema labosa taivin, he buys a regular behema, and he has in mind just to eat it. Beteres chulin, like in Yerushalayim. So locher is lo yotzo or lechulin, no, that this behema, he's allowed to eat the meat of it, but the skin of it is not stam yos lechulin, he can do whatever he wants with the skin. Since he cannot eat the skin, the din is with the skin, he still has to sell the skin, and with the money, he's allowed to buy shlomim. That's the locher. Now, lav lemema doesn't mean to say, to koni shlomim, that with this money, it's chaladin that you have to buy a shlomim. Rashi says, lav lemeimah dekonu wa iris tera shlomim, that the skin has a din that it has to be bought with it, shlomim. Alma dialima kedusha shlomim lemech lakdushas meiser. It's get like the chiv shlomim was chal upon this money. So now when you bought with this money a regular behemah of chulin, so now the skin of it that you don't eat, you have to use to buy a korban shlomim. So it's mashma that it's chal the kedusha shlomim on the money. Somewhere says no. Hayit ma'allah, we learned on this. Omar Rav, that Rav says, loikonu shlomim, no, the ma'is it's not chal a kedusha shlomim on this money. That really, you bought a behemoth, a regular behemoth chulin, that's all there is. It's only you have to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. If so, my lo yotzor lechulin. What does it mean to say that the skin of it, the skin of this animal, that you cannot use for stam your own purpose, that you have to sell it, and with the money you have to buy shlomim, hochikom, this is what it means to say, einoi b'teris lotzei sor l'chulin, that it's not a din, that this skin that you bought with the mois maishasheni should be used stam l'chulin for your own purpose. My time, what's the reason? Omarabo nasek lokeach shor l'charisha. It's like you bought a shore for the purpose of Harisha to plow with. You're not allowed to do that. The din of maishasheni is that with the money, you have to buy something to eat in Yerushalayim. But it has to be something that you could eat. Here, that with the money you bought a behemoth, so true. The meat that you eat, that's good. But the skin that you cannot eat, on that you have no right to spend the maishasheni for the skin. Therefore, the din of the skin is, it's not yos lechulin, but rather with that skin, you have to go sell it and buy something with it, you could eat from it. So as she's the aim of Kedushas Kalal, Shloi Keteris, Keteru Leichen Nenasa Or, Chlakech Mimoyis Maishasheni, Lecharisha. But the din is, you're not allowed to do this. So therefore, again, Lechatchila, with the money of the skin, you're supposed to buy a Korban Shlomim. But it's not because the Kedushas of the Shlomim is chal upon the money, no. It's only the regular loch of Maishasheni that you're supposed to buy something with it that you could eat from it. And not come to buy a shore, lecharisha. So, in the claim, it could be again, like Rabbi Ami said, that's the locha,
that if you matfis mois, you set aside money of Maisa Sheni, lishlomim is like kona shlomim, it's not chal kedusha shlomim on the money, you can still buy whatever you want with that money. It may learn like this, ha matfis mois Maisa Sheni lishlomim, if somebody sets aside the money of Maisa Sheni to buy a korban shlomim. So Reb Yechonin Omar Koni, Yechonin says yes, it's chal. Reb Loza Omer Leikoni, no, it's not chal kedusha shlomim on this money, you can still buy whatever you want with it. So Kitzis Amachlekes, Reb Ami Zalachas Amachlekes, Reb Yechonin and Reb Ami, Reb Ami Omer, Reb Ami Yomer Leikoni. Now the Alibad Reb Yudu the Yomer, Maise Momen Hedyutu. According to Reb Yudu Shita, he owns Maise Sheni. It's called Momen Hedyut, it belongs to the Bible, he owns it. The Kuliyam Maloy Peligi Dekoni. Everybody holds it now that you are matfis, you say the Kedusha Shlomim should be chal upon this money. It's like a chaladin that with this money now you have to buy a korban shlomim. But ki pligi, so Rashi says, Alibud Reb Yehuda, the Yom Masech to Kedushin, that Maise Sheni is Mom and Hedyutu. You could use it to marry your wife with it. If so, it's Mamish considered like you have money, and therefore if you are matfis, the Kedusha Shlomim on it, it's like a chal. But I tell you, keep pligi, where is the machlokes Alibud Reb Meir? That his sheet, there is the Yom that he says, Meister is Mamun Gavoyu, that the Mois of Meister Sheni really likes Mamun Gavoyu, belongs to Gavoyu, it's not really yours. If so, man, the Yoma Loikoni, Rav Ami that says that this money of Meister Sheni, you cannot be Matpus Kedusha Shlomim on it, Rav Meir, goes like Rav Meir Shita, that holds that you cannot put the Kedusha Meister Sheni onto it. It has Kedusha Shlomim, it has already Kedusha. Meister Sheni has Kedusha on it, you can't put another Kedusha on it. Umandi Yom Koni, but Rav Yechonin says, no, it's Koni, Kivon de Maisa, Korilei, Shlomim, Kimitvus Leinami, Tophis, that Enechnam, even though Meister Sheni has Kedushas, as Mom Gavoya Kort Rabbi Meir, but since the dinner of this Meister Sheni is, Lekatchila, to go and buy a Korban Shlomo with the money, therefore could be Chal Kedusha Shlomo on the money, that if you set aside this money, even according to Rabbi Meir, we say the Kedushas Chal, meaning to say that, since that lechatchila, and now you say clearly you want to be matvus, kedusha shlomim on the money, it's like a chal that with this money now you have to buy a korban shlomim. That's the machlokes Reb Yechonin and Reb Ami. Mor says meisim have a question. It says clearly hamatvus mois meisim sheni lishlomim. If somebody has this money of meisim sheni, again first he had payers they took of meisim sheni from it, and now he sold he's poured it onto money. So the money he has kedusha meisim sheni. With this money, now he's matzvah, he says he wants to set it aside for korban shlomim. So locher is, kishu poidin, if you poid you this money, knows you don't want to buy a korban shlomim with it, moisaf aleim, shnei chumashim, you have to hit on it 2/5, echad lekodesh v'echad lemaisar, 1/5 you have to hit on for hegdish, and 1/5 for maisar. So the Morris says again, mi sarva tu ser divriakul, he goes according to everybody, I'll tell you again, hamani rabbi yudi, he goes according to rabbi yudi shita. Since it says when you poider it, you have to be moist of a chaymish fegdish, it's mashma clearly it is chal a kedusha shlomim on the kedusha's meiser. Because you have to eat another 5th. Says so the chur it's a kash on Rab Loza Rab Ami, how could they say lakoni? So more answers again, who says misavr the riakoli? Who says it goes according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Atayomani, Rabbi Yudi. His bride goes according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. That he holds moist, my sishen is called Mamet Hedyet. If it's called Mom and Hedyet, then like we said before, everybody agrees that Lamaisa could be chal upon it, the Kedushas Shlomim. So Machlek is between Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Leza, and Rabbi Yechonon, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds Mois, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Hedyet, everybody holds it could be chal, a Kedushas Shlomim, on the Mois of Maisa Sheni. Now the Mishnah says, Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Mahareya Lai Toidiv. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a korban Toidiv. He can only bring it from money that's chulin, not from money that has kedushas ma'aseh sheni on it. How do we know this? There's a stam toy that has to be brought min achulin. Talmud Lehem, where the pasuk says in Devarim, v'zavachto pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, tzoin u'boker, that you should bring for korban pesach tzoin sheep, or also boker cattle, oxes. The question is, I could only bring either lambs or else goats for a korban pesach, but not bokor. So why does the pasuk say tzayin u'bokor? So Mishnah answers, In Cain, like Matam Loim Etzayin Ubokah, what does the Pasuk say Ubokah for? Is Lahakash, it comes to teach us that Kol Habo Min Hatzayin Min Ubokah, any korban that's brought to me the Tzayin Ubokah is La Pesach. It's like a Hekash, it should be done with a korban Pesach. And if so, Ma Pesach, just like by korban Pesach, Dovah Shebechayva, there's a Chayv, there's an obligation, Yimachayv to bring a korban Pesach, and therefore the din is V'yein Bo Elo Min Achulin, that a korban pesach could only come from money of chulin, not from money of meiser. And we'll see in the Gemara how do we know this from. But I call upon him here. The limit is af kol dover shabachayv, any other korban that comes machmasachayv is ein bo elamin achulin. Any other korban you can only bring it for money of chulin. Lefika, therefore the locher is hoy mehareya lai toida, hareya lai shlomim. If somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban toida or to bring a korban shlomim, since he made a chiv upon himself to bring this korban, is lo yavio elamin achulin. He could only use the money of chulin to bring it with, not money of ma'aser sheni. Then the Mishnah says, unesachim b'chomokim lo yavio elamin achulin. Nesachim any place only comes min achulin. For nesachim means that somebody that you bring a korban shlomim, that you have a chiv to bring the nesachim the mincha with it. So b'chol makim any time it always comes mi moyis from ma'is from chulin. Means even a case where the person says harei alai to bring in a sochim mi moyis ma'is sheni, still you can't bring it lo yavi velamin achulin. Even though before we had in the Gemara that by a korban if you make lechatchila a condition you want to bring it min a ma'is you could, but I'll call upon him by a mincha by a sochim that you can. That the Mishnah says by a sochim b'chol makim is always lo yavi ella min achulin. And the svar is you can only bring a shlomim that the meat is nechel akopon lebailim, but nesachim since they're not nechel, but rather the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach, so pshita from the money of ma'aser sheni you cannot bring a mincha that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks the question: O pesach gufa min nolan? How do we know that korban pesach itself, the din is it cannot be brought min hachulin? The tani will not like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Nema Pesach by Mitzrayim, v'nema Pesach l'Doris. It says Pesach by Mitzrayim, that korban Pesach they brought then, and Pesach l'Doris. If so, ma Pesach l'ma by Mitzrayim, just like the korban Pesach they brought here in Mitzrayim. Loi bo elam min achulin, pshita only came from money of chulin, because there in Mitzrayim they had no ma'aser sheni. If so, av Pesach l'ma l'Doris, what in the korban Pesach brought l'Doris also, loi bo elam min achulin. It's only brought for money of chulin, and it cannot be brought for moyis of ma'aser sheni. That's the limud. Reb Lezer learns out that a korban pesach always has to be brought min achulin. On this, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back, no. V'chidon and efsha mishi efsha. How could you learn out a pesach l'doris after they came into Eretz Yisrael when they have ma'aser sheni that you tell me you can't bring it for ma'aser sheni? And where are you learning it out from? From the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, there it was not possible to have Ma'aser Sheni. Maybe that's why it was brought to Menachulin. But where it's possible to have Ma'aser Sheni, maybe you'll have to bring Ma'aser Sheni. So Amaleis, Rav Lez answered back and says, yes, that Afal Pi Sheyefsha, even though they're true that in the Pesach Mitzrayim it was not possible to be brought from Mois Ma'aser Sheni, because they did not have any Ma'aser Sheni yet, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, still Rai Gedoy Lehi. He holds, Rav Lez holds, it is a Rai Gedoy Lehi, and v'nilmud hemenu, you can learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. Just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach came only from Chulin, who had in the Pesach Doros also. Rashi says, Hoyulu Matsinu, that Shum Pesach, Sheinu Bo'elu Min Achulin, since HaKoponim we find at least the first Pesach only came in Achulin, Rav Lez holds, you can learn out all over, that Enech Nami, every Korban Pesach, has to always come Min Achulin. Now the Gemara says, Chozer Rabbi Akiva v'dono din achar. Now Rabbi Akiva like started over again and asked another question on Rabbi Lezer. Another kasha he has to say, you can't learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. He said like this, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, you know why Pesach Mitzrayim was special? That lira cannot come from Ma'aser Sheni, only from Chulin. Shekenein toin matan dome v'emul gavi mizbeach. Because the Pesach Mitzrayim at that time there was no mizbeach. So there's no mitzvah of Zrikas Adam. There was no mitzvah of burning the Murim of the Mizbeach. So therefore, like Rashi explains, it's not doima to korban shlomim. So pshita cannot come from Moyes Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'ashenke in toima v'pesach doros. You want to tell me v'pesach there comes the Durus, so there it's different.